Charles IV was married four times, more than any other Czech ruler, and had 12 children in wedlock. In this week's special, we look at what medieval chronicles say about his royal consorts, children, and his quest for a son. Daniela Lazarova reports on the marriage and sex life of Charles IV.
Charles IV was married four times, more than any other Czech ruler, and had 12 children in wedlock. As was common at the time, his first marriage took place when he was still a young boy, being reared at the French court. His child bride was the French princess Blanche of Valois, who was of the same age. Historian Václav Zurek says that despite the fact that the match was politically arranged, it was happy and Blanche was Karel's favourite wife.
It was a typical child marriage. They were engaged and married in the age of 7, and they started to live together 5-6 years later. They were quite a long time together, until 1348, and they had two daughters. According to medieval chronicles, it was a big love, so to say, because it was the first marriage, and they were since the very young age together.
Despite this, Blanche did not have an easy time in the Czech lands. Charles was sent to Italy by his father, where he spent over 4 years while she was left alone in Prague. The beautiful Blanche loved finery and with her charm and good nature soon won people's hearts. Charles and Blanche had two daughters, Margaret and Catherine, before Blanche died at the age of 32. The cause of death is not clear, but historians speculate she may have died of the plague. A year later, Charles married Anna of Bavaria. This time the match was of his own choosing, and like the others, it was politically motivated, according to Václav Zurek, more so than most.
All of them, all for marriage, were political marriage. Let's say the first criterion was the politics. And the choice of the second wife, the politics was even more important than in the other, because he chose the wife from the dynasty of Wittelsbach. So he was married to a wife from the second most important dynasty in the empire, and this marriage gave him a much stronger position in the international politics.
Anna of Bavaria was 20 when she arrived in Bohemia in 1347 and was 7 months pregnant. She gave Charles the longed-for son, who was christened Václav, but their joy at producing an heir was short-lived. Václav died before reaching the age of 2. His mother survived him by 13 months, dying after a bad fall from horseback. Just 5 months after her death, Charles married his third wife, Anna von Schweidnitz. The bride was just 13 years old and was originally intended for his son Václav, whilst Charles was now 37. Václav Zurek says this arrangement well reflects medieval matrimonial politics.
This young princess should be married to his son, but he died very early. And so Charles, who needed to have a wife because he was still without son, he took this princess, and it was a good choice because she gave him the son.
Although the couple waited 5 years for their first child, it was the young Anna who gave Charles his beloved son Václav. They also had a daughter, Elizabeth, and Anna died at the age of 23, giving birth to their third child, another son who died at birth. Charles was once again free to look around for a wife. His choice fell on Elizabeth of Pomerania, an energetic and strong woman with whom he was to have 6 children. Despite the age difference, Elizabeth was the first real partner for Charles, with whom he consulted political matters. Václav Zurek again.
What we know is that when Charles was not in Bohemia, she tried to rule the country a little bit, and she even took the army to move against some rivals, attacked the kingdom of Bohemia. So, and that's the difference, you know, because in the first three wives were never really engaged in the politics, but in the Elizabeth of Pomerania seems to try to help him in the politics.
Charles and Elizabeth had six children, four of them sons, although two died young. By this time, the rivalry among the princes was intense. Apparently, Elizabeth found it hard to accept Václav's privileged position at court and tried to win favours for her own two sons.
According to some chronicles, it seems that she tried to persuade Charles that Sigismund and Jan, John of Sotelet, of Garrett, are also very important to him, even they are not first. And she tried to find some way to persuade Charles to make Sigismund independent on Wenceslas, to find some way how to let him rule his own country. What was finally the case of Sigismund in Hungary.
Many legends surround Charles IV's fourth wife. She was said to be exceptionally strong and could twist forks and snap swords with her bare hands, a skill which she reportedly used to entertain visitors to the court. Elizabeth survived Charles, and despite her physical strength, his death was a blow she found it hard to recover from.
This wife survived Charles, and according to some medical testimony, she was really sad during the funeral ceremony. She was not even able to do what she got to do during the ceremony. Devastated by the sadness.
As regards the question of mistresses at Charles IV's court, there is little to go on. There are indications that during his years in Italy, Charles indulged in female company, and he is known to have had at least one illegitimate son, a boy named Guillaume in France, whom his father first met when he was 12 years old. Historian Zurek says that while mistresses abounded at royal courts of the time, Charles IV did not have the reputation of a man who cheated on his wives, for a very good reason.
The picture what we get is that he was not this kind of ruler, the man with mistresses. But we know that this official picture was written by the man in the service of Charles IV, and he looked very much after his own
his image.
Image, yeah. Well, what we got today, public relations, was a very important part of his politics. That is why we get today so the image of an idle ruler.
Historian Václav Zurek there, ending that report by Daniela Lazareva.